Thanks again for joining me here at PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com. I actually had a person go on my YouTube channel where I preach the gospel at the beginning of every message, and he said the gospel wasn't on any of my videos. How about that one? So I gave him the gospel again. But thanks again for subscribing to my bookstore blog. As we continue to go through books not found in your so-called Christian bookstore, and that would be so many versions, by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck, 20th century English versions of the Bible, right? Where they said that the ASV is the same text as the King James, which it is not. That is a horrible lie. So on page 200, in this last part for the month of July, in the vast majority of cases, they accept, and this is, we are going through the New English Bible, the NEB, okay, which is not a Bible, okay. In the vast majority of cases, they accepted readings that they have been adopted by the major critical Greek texts of our time. So that means it's all of Roman Catholicism, okay. But frequently, they daringly adapted Greek readings that are supported by a very small group of MS of the so-called Western type, of which Codex Beza and the Old Latin version are representative. Now, Beza is in that textual line of the King James Bible, okay? But the Latin is not, okay? Their Greek text, edited with introduction, textual notes, and appendix by R.V.G. Tasker, was published in 1964 under the title The Greek New Testament. A few important differences between it and the critical editions of Westcott and Hort. Okay, you know who Westcott and Hort is, right? Westcott and Hort also made the New World Translation, and that is your Jehovah Witness text. Why would you use Westcott and Hort's text knowing that they produced a text for a cult? I mean, it doesn't get any better than this, okay? And Nesseland and the United Bible Societies, which believe no Bible, as well as the received text lying behind the King James Version, will serve to illustrate its occasional daring acceptance of Western readings. No known Greek MS omits the name Jesus from Matthew 1:18, but the NEB follows the Old Latin, the Old Syriac, and the Vulgate versions in leaving it out. So again, it goes to Rome, it goes to the Sinaiticus Vaticanus textual line, and they omit the word Jesus, God's name in the flesh. Why would you want to use a translation that omits God's name? More next month. Thanks again for listening.